어, 슬기프죠. 인간이죠. 셋 받는 판단이.
Hello and welcome to Fire Draw Near. My name is Ian Lynch and I hope you're all keeping very, very well out there. Now, on today's episode, I want to take a look at a certain class of song that I haven't really gotten around to yet. I don't know why. That is the sea shanty. Now, given the fact that sea shanties seem to have gotten a bit viral at some stage during the lockdown due to that one TikTok video, I think you might think I would have capitalised upon this and did a whole special all about sea shanties, try to gain some of that internet traffic and get people into Fire Drawn Air, but for better or for worse, that's not really the way my brain works and I'm only getting around to it now. I suppose in one way it's understandable that I haven't talked about sea shanties yet, because they are one class of traditional song that don't really have representation in the Irish tradition. It could be argued though that as songs which were largely composed and sung at sea, that shanties are a borderless and truly international type of song, so maybe it doesn't make sense to talk about them in terms of having representation in certain countries. Before I get on to the song that we're going to look at today, I want to maybe just give a bit of a brief history about the shanty. The term itself stems from the Latin cantare via the French chanter, and it would be etymologically related to words like cant, chant, the chanter on the pipes, all the rest of it. And shanties in their natural habitat, they would have been commonly sung as work songs to accompany rhythmical labour aboard of ships, the large merchant sailing vessels really of the mid 19th century into the 20th century. That's when shanties would have really enjoyed the height of their popularity. But being used as work songs, I suppose they functioned to synchronise labour and human labour as well, get the most out of people. The repertoire, the tunes that the songs would have come from, these would have been probably based on contemporary popular music which were enjoyed by people at the time. You would have had like stuff like old songs, minstrel songs, folk songs of the day, but these would have been then adapted to suit musical forms matching the different types of labour required to operate a ship. Although the rhythms would have had to have had a particular form, the lyrics were, I suppose, by necessity flexible, and they were often improvised, so shanties could easily be lengthened or shortened depending on what the circumstances required. In practice, the shanty would have taken the form of a call and response, and this would have been performed by a leader known as the shanty man and the rest of the workers who joined in chorus. So the one I want to look at today is known as Santiana, also known as Santi Ana, two words, Santiano, or sometimes the Plains of Mexico. It's listed as number 207 in the Roud Folk Song Index, and there's a relatively scant 92 results, many of these referring to the same actual like traditional recording. Although Stan Hugill, in his book Shanties and Sailor Songs, speculates that Santiana may refer to Saint Anne, the patron saint of Breton seamen, most people are in agreement. It refers to the Mexican general and multiple-time president of Mexico, Antonio López de Santa Anna. According to Wikipedia, Santa Anna was such a preeminent figure in Mexican politics of the 19th century that people often refer to the three decades after Mexican independence as the age of Santa Anna. Santa Ana was in charge of the garrison of Veracruz at the time that Mexico won independence in 1821. He also went on to play a prominent role in the Mexican-American War. I think it's fair to say that Santa Ana's legacy has come to be viewed as quite negative. Throughout his political career, he was known for switching sides between the liberals and the conservatives a number of times, and also for his, I suppose, dictatorial style of rule. He made use of the military to dissolve Congress multiple times, and also was known for referring to himself by the title of His Most Serene Highness. Under his watch, the country suffered a number of military failures during the Mexican-American War, led to the loss of Texas and huge swathes of land in what is known as the Mexican Cession. So this would have been land which was once controlled by Mexico in modern-day California, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, and even up as far as the southwest corner of Wyoming. Now, according to the Book of Lists, Santa Anna was one of the five worst generals in military history. The Battle of Molina del Rey was one of these military failures, and he was beaten here by General Zachary Taylor in 1847. So, although the song is inspired by the Mexican-American War and this battle in general, it usually claims victory for Santa Anna over Taylor, like completely erroneously. Now, as to why this might be the case, Stan Ugill, again in his book Shanties from the Seven Seas, which came out in 1961, writes that quite a number of British seamen deserted their ships to join Santa Anna's wild and ragged army. Britishers, it would appear, favoured the cause of the Mexicans, and obviously they'd long-standing animosity with the United States too. So it appears that British sailors essentially sang the victory that they wanted and completely disregarded what had actually happened. There's another American version of the shanty in which these historical inaccuracies have been corrected. Most commentators seem to be in agreement that this second American version of the shanty was a retort to the original British one. Just one more little aside before we get onto the song proper. It appears that Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, in one lasting legacy to the world that was, this is maybe the most positive legacy, responsible for giving chewing gum to the world, apparently by chewing chicle, which comes from the sapodilla tree, in front of a man called Thomas Adams, who then went on to market it. But I'll leave that to yourselves to look up. We're here to talk about the song Santiano. The earliest version that I've come across seems to be the one that was collected by W.B. Wall in the 1860s. Obviously would have been very close to the events which inspired it. As for recordings, the earliest one that we have is from 1935, and this was made by father and son, Alan and John Lomax, in Nassau in the Bahamas. Now, the performers here are Henry Lundy and David Pappy Pryor. And according to the song notes, this song stems from the sponging days in the Bahamas, when sponging crews would spend weeks at a time on the water in small sailboats. And apparently this style of singing found its heyday in the early 1900s when spongers were plentiful, but then it sharply declined with the failure of the industry in the late 1930s. So the Lomaxes turning up in 1935 appear to have arrived just in time to capture this material. So this is Henry Lundy and David Pappy Pryor.
When I was a young man in my prime.
Yes, Susie, I
loved younger
two at a time than the Bay of Mexico.
Then when I was a young man in my prime.
Yes, Susie, I
loved younger
two at a time than the Bay of Mexico.
Down the Bay of Mexico.
Yes, Susie, I
Mexico
the place I learned in the Bay of Mexico.
Those Nassau girls ain't got no comb.
Yes, Susie, I
the comb they had
with a group of backbone and Yankee of Mexico.
No Nambras Garden got no coon.
Yes, Susiana, with a group of backbone in the Bay of Mexico.
That done.
The first version of the song that I ever heard was the one sung by the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem on Songs of the Sea. And even hearing, and even after hearing hundreds of versions making this show, and even after hearing hundreds of versions making this show, it's still my favourite. I just love how rugged it is, how up-tempo, how powerful it is. I love the elongation of the word Mexico into the next line. I also love the line where it goes, Mexico is a place I know, all on the plains of Mexico. Just so bloody good. Now, this version seems to stem from the one recorded by A.L. Lloyd and Ewan McCall in 1956. A.L. Lloyd, writing about the song, was in agreement with Stan Ugill that many British sailors deserted their ships to join Santa Anna's army, and maybe this was why the Ashanti reversed the actual like history of events. But he also says, very interestingly, that the anthem-like, what he calls the anthem-like arrangement of the shanty is characteristic of West Indian treatment of shanties. He talks about the shanty being adapted in the Bahamas and then readapted in England by him and Ewan McCall, I presume, back from the Bahamas. So it's really interesting that in this shanty we have a line from British sailors to the Bahamas, then back to A.L. Lloyd and Ewan McCall, and then from them onto the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. So good. And just a word about the tune. You might notice that it's similar to another shanty called Whip Jamboree, but also think about the hornpipe, the King of the Fairies, and Pride of Petrovore. There's, definite echoes going on there. But anyway, this is the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, Santiano.
Santiana gained that day. Away, Santiano. Santiano gained the day. All on the plains of Mexico. Mexico, Mexico. Away, Santiano. Mexico is a place I know. All on the plains of Mexico. Them yellow girls I do adore. Away, Santiano, with the shining eyes and the coal black hair. All on the plains of Mexico. I do them yellow girls love me so. Away, Santiano, because I won't tell them all I know. All on the plains of Mexico. Them Liverpool girls don't use no combs. Away, Santiano, they combs their hair with a kipper backbone. All on the plains of Mexico. When I was a young man in me prime. Away, Santiano, I knocked them scouse girls two at a time. All on the plains of Mexico. Times is hard and the wages low. Away, Santiano, it's time for us to roll and go. All on the plains of Mexico.
So the Watersons recorded this song as The Plains of Mexico in 1965, and that was on their first album, The Watersons, of which I have an LP version that I treasure. A.L. Lloyd, again, who wrote the notes for that album, said, "Shanties are usually sung prettied up in the folk song clubs, with tightly organised choruses and a musical discipline quite at odds with the rough and tumble work song shipboard origins of these songs. The Watersons sing an ocean-going shanty in an ocean-going way here, roughly, with plenty of guts."
Why do the yellow girls love me so?
Way, hey, Santiana.
Because I don't tell them all I know.
Along the plains of Mexico.
When I was a young lad in me prime.
Way, hey, Santiana.
I went to
USA and our surf mates all.
Along the plains of Mexico.
When I was a young lad in my prime.
Way, hey, Santiago.
I knocked down the other girls to at it all.
Along the plains of Mexico.
Them Liverpool girls don't wear no combs.
Way, hey, Santiana.
They comb their hair with a kip and pack bow.
Along the plains of Mexico.
Mexico, Mexico.
Way, hey, Santiana.
To Mexico we must go. So pull at the road.
Along the plains of Mexico.
Now, Stan Ugill, who I mentioned earlier, was actually a sailor and a shantyman himself, and he wrote extensively on shanties and their history. He also recorded loads of albums, and this recording is from 1990, and I have to thank Marley for sending this one on to me one morning after I must have totally wrecked his head. I sent him on some of the most ridiculous versions of the song that I could find, but he sent me back this one. This is recorded in 1990 and it's Pusser's Rum featuring Stan Ugill.
We were sailing down the river from Liverpool.
Heave away, Santiano.
All the sails were set and the hatches full.
All across the plains of Mexico.
So we'll
heave her up and away we'll go. Heave away, Santiano. Heave her up and away we'll go. All across the plains of Mexico.
In Mexico I long to be.
Heave away, Santiano.
With a tight-waisted girl all on each knee.
All across the plains of Mexico.
So we'll
heave her up and away we'll go. Heave away, Santiano. Heave her up and away we'll go. All across the plains of Mexico.
Oh, them Spanish girls I do adore.
Heave away, Santiano.
They'll drink yours blind and ax for more.
All across the plains of Mexico.
So we'll
heave her up and away we'll go. Heave away, Santiano. Heave her up and away we'll go. All across the plains of Mexico.
The girls are fine with the long black hair.
Heave away, Santiano.
Oh, they'll rob yous blind and skin yous bare.
All across the plains of Mexico.
So we'll
heave her up and away we'll go. Heave away, Santiano. Heave her up and away we'll go. All across the plains of Mexico.
Oh, when I was a young man in me prime.
Heave away, Santiano.
I chased them little girls two at a time.
All across the plains of Mexico.
So we'll
heave her up and away we'll go. Heave away, Santiano. Heave her up and away we'll go. All across the plains of Mexico.
Aye, but now I'm old and dead and grey.
Heave away, Santiano.
Them little girls look the other way.
All across the plains of Mexico.
So we'll
heave her up
and away we'll go, leave away Santiano. Ever up and away we'll go, all across the plains of Mexico.
Oh, in Mexico, where the land lies low,
heave away, Santiano.
Where there ain't no snow and the whalefish blow,
all across the plains of Mexico.
So we'll
heave her up and away we'll go, heave away, Santiano. Heave her up and away we'll go, all across the plains of Mexico.
Now the next version I'm going to play is especially for Gorwell and Rahul and anybody else who wants to hear more Welsh songs on Fire Drawn Air. This one stems from 1969 on an album called Traditional Welsh Songs. This is Meredith Evans.
O Santi Anachwith the Gorn,
Ayo Santi Anach,
Giru in Taltegi round your horn,
Mein Hart Reyan Hamri Vesh,
Might even Haden Win a Har,
Ayo Santi Anach,
Ar hosys cochion yn yr ardd,
mae'n hartrei yng Nghymru bell.
Ar ben y drws mae mama'n had,
aio Santiana,
oes yn llen debyg i fy ngwlad,
mae'n hartrei yng Nghymru bell.
Mae'r hwyliau wedi'r hewi'n gorn,
Ayo Santiana,
Gyrwy'n toel teg i rawn di o'r horn,
Mae'n hartrei yng Nghymru
So very generally speaking, and from what I can make out, there seems to be three quite different like groups of this song, three different rough versions going on. There's the ones that we've heard already. They start off saying Santiano gained the day and then go on to talk about the women of Liverpool, of Mexico, wherever else. And these seem to stem back to the Bahamas version that we heard. Then there's another version that sings about going to California all the way from Liverpool. And then there's the one with more historical information. This was the retort by Americans about General Taylor winning the day. So I suppose the different sets of words going on stems from the nature of the shanty and how it was sung at sea. As I mentioned, the words of many shanties were made up on the spur of the moment by the leader or the shantyman who was leading the shanty. As one person online mentioned, the shantyman might not be a stickler for historical accuracy, as is obvious with this song, but you can be sure that any seafaring or technical terms or phrases would have been spot on. Now, there's a whole host of American folk revival artists who sang different versions of the song, so I've had to whittle this section of the show down somewhat. But first of all, I'm going to play a version by the Weavers, which doesn't really fit into any of the three categories that I mentioned. They sing about Susiana rather than Santiana, and it seems to be a new set of words altogether. Now, I wouldn't be surprised listening to this if they wrote the words to this one themselves. There seems to be a certain kind of wholesomeness to it that fits in with the wholesomeness of the music. Now, this was released in 1952. It was on a 7-inch, and it was actually the B-side to Down in the Valley. This is the Weavers with the Bay of Mexico.
From that Bay of Mexico, way of Susiana, Mexico is the place that I belong in. From the Bay of Mexico.
Goodbye, girls of Nassau town.
way of Susiana.
I'm sailing away to the fishing ground
around the Bay of Mexico, round that Bay of Mexico, way of Susiana. Mexico is the place that I belong in, round the Bay of Mexico.
When I was a young man in my prime,
way of Susiana,
I'd court those pretty girls a three at a time
around the Bay of Mexico.
When I am an old man bowed and bent,
way of Susiana,
oh, never will I forget the happy hours I spent
around the Bay of Mexico, round that Bay of Mexico, way of Susiana. Mexico is the place that I belong in, round the Bay of Mexico. Goodbye, Sally, goodbye, Sue, way of Susiana. And you that are listening, goodbye too. We're off to the Bay of Mexico, way of Susiana. Mexico is the place that I belong in, round the Bay of Mexico.
Now, next up, I'm going to play one of the Californio versions. This one came out in 1957, and I especially love it for one particular line. Back in the days of 49, back in the days of the good old times. This one is from Odetta Sings Ballads and Blues. It came out in 1957. This is Odetta.
We're sailing across the river, from Liverpool, heave away, Sariano, round the Cape Horn, the Frisco Bay, way out in California. So heave her up, and away we'll go, heave away, Sariano, heave her up, and away we'll go, way out to California. So I've been told, heave away, Santiana, plenty of gold. So I've been told, away out in California. So heave her up, and away we'll go, heave away, Santiana, heave her up, and away we'll go, way out in California.
Away we'll go, way out in California.
There
there's plenty of gold, so I've been told. Give away Santiano, plenty of gold, so I've been told. Way out in California, so heave her up and away we'll go. Give away Santiano, heave her up and away we'll go. Way out in California. Of 49, give away Santiano. Back in the days of the good old time, way out in California. So heave her up and away we'll go. Heave away Santiano. Heave her up and away we'll go. Way out in California.
And that was the Kingston Trio from their self-titled album in 1959. Now, next up, I want to play one of the historically accurate retort versions. This one came out on a Folkways album in 1959. The artist is Steve Van Ronk. And with regards to the wooden leg of Santa Anna that he mentions in the song, I came across the story online that Santa Anna actually fled a losing battle so quickly that he left behind his famous wooden leg, which the Americans found. Soon, people all over America were wearing little wooden leg pins on their lapels to honour this event. Now, that very much sounds like folklore to me, but who am I to judge? It's a good story. This is Steve Van Ronk with Santa Anna.
Oh, shellbacks, have you heard the news?
Hey, away, Santa Anna.
Yankees took Veracruz
on the plains of Mexico.
Brave General Taylor saved the day.
Hero Santiago
drove those Mexicans away
on the plains of Mexico.
Old Santa Anna had a wooden leg.
Hear away, Santa Anna.
Swore it for a wooden peg
on the plains of Mexico.
Old Santa Anna fought for fame.
Hear away, Santa Anna.
That is why we sing his name
on the plains of Mexico.
I thought I heard the old man say,
"Hero Santiano,
he'd give us grog this very day
on the plains of Mexico."
Now, next up, I'm going to play a very polite version of the song. This one is by the Men of the Robert Shore Chorale. They released it in 1961 on the LP Sea Shanties. Now, this appears to be a Californio version of the shanty, but it has different words again. It's hard to make out with the style of the singing, but it sounds to me like they have lines like, "He gained a day at Monterey, he beat the Prussians fairly, he whacked the British nearly." No idea. Like, talk about, I thought the original version was like historically inaccurate, but how about that? He beat the Prussians fairly. Now, there's a line and it says, "They took him out and they shot him way off in Santa Anna," which would appear to suggest that Santa Anna is both the general and a place. And then I think the line says, They call him a rosy, snotty general. If anybody can make that out more clearly, they can help me out. But that's what my ears hear. A rosy, snotty general. This is the men of the Robert Shaw Chorale.
Never more shocked in my life as when, on one occasion, I heard a series of shanties sung by a so-called shanty choir on the BBC program, C program at that. Well, in the first place, they'd completely forgotten that shanties were entirely working songs with a tempo of their own and a tempo that fit in with the kind of work they were doing.
And that was A.H. Rasmussen, Norwegian writer and war historian to the Royal Navy, seemingly talking about the class of performance that I played just beforehand. Now, the shanty has been translated into a number of different languages around the world. French, Icelandic, Norwegian, Polish, Danish, the Welsh version we just heard. But I'm going to play a couple of these. The first one I want to play is recorded in 1961 by a singer called Hugues Affray, a Breton singer. And it appears to be a rewrite of the lyrics yet again. And this refers to a ship leaving Margot bound for San Francisco, where money is flowing and gold is found at the bottom of streams. Now, apparently this version became very popular in France and it inspired several versions, including one which I came across. This was one of the ridiculous ones I sent to Marley early that morning. And it appears to be the stars of a reality TV show, a French reality TV show called Star Academy. They recorded this version in 2005. I'm not going to play that one, but instead I'm going to play the Hugues Affray version. The lyrics to this one start off, "It's a famous tree master, thin as a bird, raise high, Santiano, 18 knots, 400 tons. I am proud to be a sailor there." This is Hugues Affray.
C'est un fameux trois-mâts fin comme un oiseau.
Liceo Santillano.
18 400 tonneaux. Je suis fier d'y être matelot.
Tiens bon la vague et tiens bon le vent.
Liceo Santillano. Si Dieu veut toujours droit devant,
nous irons jusqu'à San Francisco.
Je pars pour de longs mois en laissant Margot.
Iseo, Santiano.
Y penser, j'avais le cœur gros
en doublant les feux de sa un malo.
Tiens bon la vague et tiens bon le vent. Iseo,
Santiago,
si Dieu veut toujours droit devant,
nous irons jusqu'à San Francisco.
On prétend que là-bas l'argent coule à flot. Iseo,
Santiago,
on trouve l'or au fond des ruisseaux.
J'en ramènerai plusieurs lingots.
Tiens bon la vague et tiens bon le vent. Iseo,
Santiago,
si Dieu veut toujours droit devant,
nous irons jusqu'à San Francisco.
Un jour je reviendrai chargé de cadeaux. Iseo,
Santiago,
au pays j'irai voir Marco.
À son doigt je passerai l'anneau.
Tiens bon le cap et tiens bon le flot. Iseo,
Santiago,
sur la mer qui fait le gros dos, nous irons jusqu'à San Francisco.
Now, it mightn't come as a surprise to anybody, since there are a number of ballads I've played on this show that ended up being used in computer games, but Santiano was used in the soundtrack to a game called Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire, and the song was transformed into a shanty called Aim Spirente. Now, the lyrics to this are similar to the one I just played, but they're adapted to fit into the game's lore. And in the game, the lyrics, which are written on a scrap of paper, can be found as an item. So this is Aim Spirente.
It's a fine three-master, thin like a bird.
Heave-ho, Aim Spirente.
Oh, Captain Parfito's never said a hard word.
As we sail all our troubles away, hold fast to the helm, hold fast to the wind. Heave-ho, Espirante. Andra's grace or we'll all be skinned as we sail down the dead fire way.
We've gone a long way, left our loves behind.
Heave-ho, Espirante.
It caused me a sorrow most unkind.
While crossing down the dead fire way, hold fast to the helm, hold fast to the wind. Heave-ho, Espirante. Andra's grace, for we'll all be skinned as we sail down the dead fire way.
They say in dead fire the luminous grows.
Heave-ho, Espirante.
And so that's where our brave ship goes.
To make our fortunes one fine day. Hold fast to the helm, hold fast to the wind. Heave-ho, Espirante. Andra's grace, so we'll all be skinned as we sail down the dead fire way.
Hold fast to the course, hold fast to the waves.
Heave-ho, Espirante.
If we don't wind up in salty graves,
we'll come back to Spirento someday. Hold fast to the helm, hold fast to the wind. Heave-ho, Espirante. Andra's grace, so we'll all be skinned as we sail down the dead fire way.
Okay, coming to the end of the episode now, I just want to say that I had such a good time researching this particular song. I had no idea about it. I didn't know the history of Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna. I didn't know about the historical inaccuracies inherent in the song. I didn't know that there was so many versions out there, and I didn't know it was such a popular song either. So many weird, wonky, wonderful and shit versions of this song. If you look it up on YouTube, I had to cut it down so much. I gathered up probably about 50 versions of the song, and then I had to whittle that down into just a much smaller number. But I'm going to play one more version that I came across. This is like it's a metal version. It's just called Sea Shanty Metal, and it seems like it's not even a band that plays it, but maybe like a group of people who take suggestions about songs to play in a metal fashion. Now, I have to make the disclaimer that this is not the kind of metal I usually listen to. I'm a big fan of metal. I listen to lots of different kinds of metal, but this style of metal, not really my thing. but I thought it'd be good crack to end the show on this one. And I'll leave it at that. I hope you're all taking good care of yourselves out there. Hope the weather isn't getting you down, and I hope if you listen to this in 5 months' time that the world has not burned to a crisp. Right, I'll see you all very soon. Take care of yourselves, and until then, good luck.
Oh, Santiana, gang the day away, Santiana, now pour me out of the west, they say.
Along the plains of Mexico, we'll heave her up, and we will go away, Santiana. Heave her up, and we will go along the plains of Mexico.
Ship and I'm pulling the crew away, Santiana. diddle diddle diddle.